Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
How are you this day today?
I'm good. How are you?
Listen, she's thriving. She's happy. I feel good.
Nice. I think I'm going to work out today.
Oh.
For the first time in maybe a month.
Okay. All right. What are you going to do? I love this. I love when you work out once a month.
So does my body. I'll jump rope, probably.
Okay. In the house or outside the house?
Outside the house.
Okay.
And then I just bought some, like, foam mats that are, like, puzzle pieces that you can put together into, like, one big floor.
Mm-hmm.
And put that on my roof balcony area. And then I'll probably, like, do some core work.
Ooh. Planks. Mm-hmm.
Planks, maybe some like crunches.
Yeah, crunch them up, baby.
I don't know the names of things, but I have a very large workout folder on Instagram where I just look at what they do. I just look at what the people are doing. And I'd be like, that's a good one for today.
Yeah, I also have some stretches that I have saved. And mm-hmm. I like to do them stretches. Because, you know, she's still working on splits.
Nice.
You know, just trying to keep them.
Yeah, it's important.
Yeah, I'm excited to, now that she is slightly employed, I'm excited to get back into pole dancing more.
Yeah. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and exercising a little bit more with my little trainer. My full-size trainer.
Full human.
My adult trainer. I train with this child and we just run around.
Ooh, that might be fun. If you had a kid as a trainer who's just like, run to the tree, run over there, skip, skip. Get the ball, put it over there.
I mean, you probably would get a real workout. And you're like, oh my God, this is dumb. But then you're like, my heart rate is up.
Yeah. And I feel like I've heard someone say when you're working out, you want to like shock your system. You want to surprise it sometimes. So a kid would do that.
A kid would be a shock to the system. Hello, wake up. It's time for you to exercise. Okay, we're going to march up the stairs and down the stairs. Okay, now I got to sit for a little bit. Get up! You're like, oh, okay.
Put your hands up. Put them down! I want a kid trainer now.
I want a kid trainer, too. How do we make that happen? I guess you can't. You can't put kids to work. Illegal.
They need to earn their keep.
Wow. You heard it here first. Sashir is for child labor.
Well, only if they want to do it. Do you remember that? I think this little girl gave a TED Talk or something. There was a child, 10-year-old mm-hmm. child that was like, I can't wait to work. I want to work. I can't wait to have a job. People say they want a job. They're lazy. I want to have a job.
Crazy. Wild. But also, that was me as a child. I was like, I can't wait to be an adult and leave the house from 9 to 5, come home and have a good time and eat ice cream. I'm going to work for my things. I couldn't wait to be an adult. I was like, adults have fun. Adults get to do whatever they... Because, you know, as a kid, you're like, why can't I do this? And I'm like, because mm-hmm. you're a kid and you can't. When you're an adult, you do whatever you want. I'm like... All right.
Well, let me hurry up and be an adult.
Mm-hmm. like being an adult because I get to do whatever I want.
Yeah, sometimes I do catch myself being like, look at me driving wherever I want to go. Well, well, well.
Look at me and choices. I'm going wherever I want, whenever I want.
Yeah.
Who's to say when I don't do it? not anybody. It's just me.
I get to make my own choices. It's nice.
Yeah, it's really nice because, like, I don't know. Sometimes I eat ice cream in the morning because that's what I want to do, and that's my Bobby Brown prerogative. Good Lord. Ooh, she mumbled that real good.
But it's her prerogative.
It's my prerogative. It's my prerogative today. I am going to clean and I'm going to go through my clothes again. Because I keep buying things and they keep coming.
Right.
And then I'm like, well, I have to get rid of some of these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need to find a denim tailor.
Oh,
because I saw this woman. I was at work and we were on location. So we, you know, get to walk around outside to the location. And this woman was sitting at this little coffee stand thing. And she was wearing these jeans with smiley faces on it. And I said, I need those. And she got them from Urban Outfitters. And they only go up to, I think, a XL or something. So I bought 3 pairs and I need to take them to a denim tailor to see if they could put a panel in them to make them expand it to my size, but jeans are different than like fabric, so I think I need to find a specific denim tailor.
Oh, interesting.
So that's maybe I'll hunt for that today.
Yeah, I'm sure there's one in LA.
I'm sure
of it.
If there isn't, then there needs to be. Maybe I'll drive to the next town over. Calabasas, maybe. You know, get in my car and drive to wherever it is.
You may as well.
Because it's my prerogative. Yeah.
We got to take up sewing again.
Yes. Well, I did try to tailor these pants that I had bought that were the shirt. So it was a little pant set. The shirt fit magically. It was great. The pants, the bottom part stretched. Or were wide enough. They were loose enough to fit the bottom of my body. Mm-hmm. But the top part, the waist was like 4 inches too small. So I was like, oh, I'll do this. I'll do that. I'll sew them right up. And then I started sewing and I was like, I think I fucked these pants up.
Oh,
so then I took them to a tailor. This very nice lady was like, why you do this? And I said, oh, I'm trying to make them 4 inches bigger. And she's like, you did it wrong. Why don't you cut on the seam? And I was like, oh, I don't know. And she's like, but then she did it, and they're great, and now they fit.
Yay. Oh, yeah. Good.
It was very exciting when I picked them up and put them on. I was like, oh, she did it. This nice old lady, she did it. I love her.
Yay. Yeah, I have some pants that I need to take in the waist, and I feel like, in my mind, I know how to do it, but also it's a risk, because
yeah,
I fuck it up.
It's tough. I think taking in is a little bit easier than adding.
Yeah.
I did find 2 pairs of stunting pants that I think would look great on you.
Oh.
I think they're your size. I was going to buy them for you. And I looked at the tag and they were $198. And I was like, for someone to not try these on and to be like, surprise. And then you'd be
That's
like, these don't fucking fit. I would never return them.
It's
tough for me to return to the crime, to do things. You know, it's
an extra chore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dang.
Yeah, I bought a baby gate. And then I was like, actually, I don't really need the baby gate because I have pocket doors in my living room. And I was like, I can just close the pocket doors so the dogs don't escape. They don't escape. But then I was like, I'm never going to return this baby gate. I might as well just put it up. And I put it up, and it's pretty good.
Or you can give it to someone who has a baby.
If you have a baby and you would like my baby gate, let me know. Tweet at me. Get at me. Tell me you want this baby gate. And I don't know how I'd bring it to you. So, just let me know you want it and we won't exchange. I won't give it to you.
Or I feel like there's stores that are like secondhand baby goods.
Oh,
I think.
Goodwill Babies R Us.
Yeah. Goodwill's Babies R Us. It's probably, I don't, and I feel like I just passed it one day and it was like, another time around or something. I don't know. Some kind of cute name. Which is good because baby stuff adds up financially.
Babies
and then
are
they grow out of it.
Very expensive. Yes, they grow expensive. So fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, if I had a baby, I probably would only shop secondhand. Mm-hmm. You know, we said, or I said in a prior episode, I want to dress Deuteronomy in a white tuxedos. Stand by that. But yeah, I think I would do a lot of secondhand stuff because they grow so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And they're puking all over themselves and shitting all over themselves. Little drunk people.
They're a mess.
Yeah, it's just spilling, falling.
Wobbling.
Weeble wobbling. What are you, Humpty Dumpty, bitch? Grow up.
Learn how to walk, bitch. One foot in front of the other.
Yeah, how hard is it? Come on.
It is. I feel like someone's made this joke in their stand-up or something, but it is interesting how humans are so helpless for such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like animals come out of the womb and they're just running, like immediately, yeah, like sprinting away from a cheetah or something. They're just like wet still and they're like, okay, I gotta learn how to run. And babies are like,
still,
you need to carry me and I need you to feed me.
And we need skin to skin contact so we bond.
Yeah.
That is very funny. They fall out wet and then have to run away from a predator.
Immediately.
I watched this video of this man running and he's like, excuse me, you left your duck baby. And then he's like, puts this duck down. And then the duck is like, and walks around and then finds its mom. And then the mom looks at the duck and then they start walking like away again. And I thought it was really funny that the duck mom was like, oh, yeah, I was missing one. Come on.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of videos of duck moms kind of, they just like power ahead. They don't look back to check how many babies they have. They're just like, come on, if you're making it, you're making it.
Maybe that's why I identify with ducks and like ducks so much, because I'm just powering ahead, forgetting things.
Oh, yes, you are.
And
yes,
when people help me out, I'm like, oh yeah, that's pretty good, thank you.
And we're like, you dropped this. You dropped this fact. Do you need it?
And I'm like, oh yeah, put it in my pocket. Thank you so much. All right, here we go. Marching on. Oh no, my duck fell in a drain. Somebody help.
Yes, I saw a video where the ducklings all fell in the drain. All six of them fell in a drain. And she was like,
I sent that to you.
Yes.
Because the duck mom truly was like, oh no, this is pretty bad. Every single one. Usually I lose one at a time. But this is all of them.
All of them.
And she kind of was like waddling around being like, how do I know?
And then a human like went in and got them out one by one. And then maybe like three or four came out. She's like, that's good enough. And like started walking away. And they're like, she's like, wait, two more here.
And she's like, oh yeah. I forgot about them. Oh yeah, Henry and Peter. Come on.
Come on.
I actually have a personal experience with this phenomenon, which is once I was driving back from a movie, Bridesmaids, which really dates the story, like at 1 a.m, and I hear this honking. So I like this like duck honking. So I turn around and there's a mama duck who had gotten scared running across the street who had jumped over a fence, but the baby ducks couldn't follow.
Oh.
So I parked my car, got out and was like scooping up baby ducks. But then she started running because she was afraid of me. So I was like holding these baby ducks, chasing her, trying to catch up to give her her ducks. And they're definitely was a moment where I was holding them like I could keep these could be mine, and I was like, that's a bad idea. And so I was like I had to chase like 50 yards and then was like throwing ducks over a fence so she could get them. And it's one of the best things that's ever happened to me. I was honored, but
yes,
it was a real and it was that she was just like, bye,
take your babies.
I love how indifferent ducks are. They're just like, I don't know, I lost my babies. Well, you're giving them back. Like, yes, I'll take them, thank you.
I could take him or leave him. I could always make more.
I love ducks.
Ducks are funny.
Ducks are so funny. I was shooting at this winery and there was a lake or something. I don't know, a body of water. And there's a bunch of ducks there. And I was talking to the ducks and I was like, they're my friends. And Echo was like, no, they think you have food for them. Mm. And I was like, oh, well, okay. And then I got real sad. I was like, yeah, these ducks don't care about me. They think I have things for them.
Oh.
And then one duck had like blue underneath its feathers. And I was like, oh, is this a secret peacock? Like, what's under there?
It's a peacock in disguise.
Yeah, it's a sea peacock duck. And it never really showed us what like
a
what
seacock.
I do like that.
Yeah, you looked offended at first.
No. I was really just taking it in. Ooh, a seacock. I like that our conversations really always come back to ducks.
Doesn't everything? Everything always comes back to ducks.
Everything comes back to ducks.
I love ducks. I had a dream and ducks were in the dream. And I have these dream interpretation cards that let you know, like, what symbols mean. And there was one that was specifically for birds. And I was like, oh, this is for birds, but it doesn't specify ducks. And my man was like, well, didn't you learn that all birds are ducks? And I was like, you are so right.
I love that he, like, takes it in and remembers the dumb shit we talk about. I had a wild dream where I met a friend at a bookstore. And they were like, I think you like me too much. You're like too obsessed with me. I can't see you anymore. Be your friend. And I was like, what? Okay. And then I woke up and I was like, I'm too much for all my friends.
No, no.
And I thought about it for a while. And then I was like, I don't know what that dream means, but I'm not too much. I'm just enough for my friends.
You are not too much. Mm-mm.
Thank you. I needed to hear that.
Yeah. Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple-checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order.
I bought this yellow outfit because it reminded me of a duck. And I got it, and yellow is a tough color to wear on the bottom.
Oh.
Like, unless it's like a good, sturdy fabric. yellow's kind of see-through.
Ooh, interesting.
And I was like, what do I wear with this? Not my normal undies. And I only wear one type of underwear. And I do have other, like, I have a thong.
Wear a thong.
That I wear sometimes. But the thought of wearing a thong with, like, a slightly see-through pant is really unnerving and scary to me.
But it's not like people are going to be like, are those, is that her skin? Is that her butt cheeks? It would just look like the pant, right?
Yeah. I guess I should just wear them out and see what happens.
Yeah. What kind of light situation makes them see-through?
I just put them on and I was like, is the lighting in my room? And I was like, these are kind of see-through.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm nervous about them, but I really like them.
Yeah. I'm or really... you wear no underwear. Dun, dun, dun. I wouldn't even do that. I wouldn't even do that.
Okay, thank you.
Wow. As someone who loves being naked, I wouldn't even go sans underwear and pants.
Okay. You are always in underwear, right?
Oh, like when I go out and about?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
There was a period where I tried to not, and then I was like, what am I doing? This feels so weird.
Were you wearing like dresses and stuff with no underwear?
No, not dresses, like overalls or something.
Okay. Here's my thing with the no underwear. One, I'm like, I don't know if I need fabric touching my puss that's not undies. And also I like to wear like my jeans twice, or like I like to wear pants twice.
Exactly. I don't want to wash my clothes as often as my underwear.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a lot.
It is a lot. I had pants that were tailored for me for a job. Several pairs of pants tailored for me. So they fit at the waist. And for whatever reason, nobody thought to tailor the... Because for whatever reason, they kept buying pants that were 2-3 sizes too big. Because they were like, we got to accommodate that booty. And I was like, I don't know if it really needs that much accommodation. But I'm here for... Thank you. It is big, large, and in charge. Hello. But they tailored the waist to me. So then there was extra fabric in the hip groin area. So by the end of the day, after walking around for scenes, I'd get back to my trailer and be like, I look like a weird, like, mushroom. Because it would bunch up into, like, my butt and my puss. Like, it would just eat the fabric because there was so much extra fabric.
Yeah.
And I was like, surely that doesn't look good. We'll see. I'll see some cuts and I'll see how that looks. Boy, clothing's hard.
Clothing's hard.
Now I understand why back in the day they were like, I have 4 pairs of pants that are tailored specifically, beautifully to me, and that's what I wear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because everything fit you.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about it.
Nasty ass fast fashion.
It's nasty.
It's nasty. Things don't be fitting the same. Get the same size from different places and all over the place. And you have vanity sizing where you're like, ooh, she's gone down a size. And you're like, uh-oh,
it's
not
a lie.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're all lying to each other. Mm-hmm. Sometimes my Madewell balloon pants balloon right up into my pussy. But I don't mind because I'm like, I think that's the style.
Balloon pussy?
I like when I finally wore them, you were like, yeah, you did describe them pretty accurately. These are pretty wild pants.
Yeah, I needed to see them in person, but they were wild.
I stopped dressing fun because, you know, you wake up at like 5 a.m. You're like, I don't know, leggings and a fucking hoodie. I'm not dressing to impress, but I'm excited to start dressing to impress again.
Yeah, I dressed really fun yesterday. I had like a very colorful, like crazy pattern shirt with like, not sequins, but something shiny on them.
I think it was sequins.
Yeah. Okay. Sequins.
Or beads.
And then they're like beads. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then these like gold velour pants.
I really want some like wide velour pants. I have some close fitting ones, but yeah. I was really feeling your outfit last night.
Thank you. I also like, I pulled a U because I went out to lunch like that. And then some girl was like looking at me. Like, and smiling. And I was like, do I know her? And then my man was like, well, you look like very fun today. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot how fun I look.
You forget that, that people
that happens
dress
to you
fun.
All the time. You're like, why are people staring at me? And it's like, they're wearing purple and floral and leopard and stripes all at the same time.
I mean, I love mixing and matching patterns. Although last night I did have a hard time trying to find a fun outfit because I felt pressure for fun. But I ended up, I think, pretty fun.
It was very fun. I loved what you had on.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I have this like fringy denim jacket that I hadn't worn out yet.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, yes.
It was good. It was good.
I wish I didn't run as hot as I do because mm-hmm. I feel like you're always cold. So you Correct. Get to wear some really nice, fun jackets. Mm-hmm. And I don't get to wear as fun jackets because I run hot.
Mm.
But that's
maybe you can wear like a tank top underneath.
Oh.
Maybe not a full sleeved sweater or shirt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like where this is going.
Maybe even just a bra. Just a bra and
Shut
fun jacket.
Up. Oh my God. I guess if I wore like a bandeau bra.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I said that word right. Bandeau bra.
I think it's bandeau.
Fuck. I was so excited. I thought I said it right. Bandeau bra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I could because, you know, I love showing that tummy off.
Yeah. Or a fun bralette.
Brave.
She's oh, yeah. hashtag
Maybe
brave.
I'll get some bralettes. I have this Nike bralette that I really fucking like. It is so it's comfy. It's comfy. It's comfy. It's so
it's comfy.
comfy.
Oh, yes, it's comfy.
You know what I need?
What's that?
I've been looking for like a sweatsuit set that is fun. Mm-hmm. And I can't find any like fun ones that aren't made out of awful fabric.
Mm.
Like I ordered the sweatsuit set from this, I don't know what website it was, but it like came and I was like, ugh, this is like full polyester. I can't be wearing full polyester. That is a oven on my body.
When you say sweatsuit, you mean sweatshirt, sweatpants?
Yeah, isn't that a sweatsuit?
I guess so, yeah.
Is that not what you call them?
I don't know if I thought about what I called them.
Oh.
But yeah, a sweatsuit.
Yeah,
a sweatsuit. I have some good ones from Good American. I don't know how fun they are. The ones I have are like solid color. So I don't. They might have fun options. I'm not sure.
I'm looking for patterns, baby.
Yeah.
I want some floral sweatpants with a floral hoodie.
That's fun.
But a cotton, like cotton blend.
Yeah.
Like a little bit of stretch. Not quite.
Yeah.
Have
you seen those hoodies that have a satin lining for your hair?
I did see that. It was on Shark Tank.
Yes. And she got a lot of money for it, I think.
And I'm so proud of my sister for on the Shark Tank and taking that money from them people.
Oh, Lord,
I don't understand Shark Tank. No, I sure don't. I don't understand equity or percentages, but it is thrilling and exciting to watch.
Yeah.
Like, I truly don't get that. Like, when they're like, 5% stakes in equity, fucking revenue return, for that reason I'm in. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I don't understand.
I wonder if anybody understands it.
You're like, these numbers sound good. sounds like a lot of money.
Come in with, like, an estimated value of your company. And I'm like, how do you value a company?
I would just be like, it's worth $40 million.
I've seen people do that. And they're like, how did you get to that? And they're like, okay.
I want that much money.
I want so much money. Lots of money, please. Thank you. If you were to start, okay, what's an invention that you would invent? What's an invention you want?
Child trainers.
Hi, I'm Sashir, and my idea, thank you, Sharks, for coming. My idea is an app where you can rent a child to be your trainer for an hour.
And you don't have to train the children. It's actually better if they're not trained.
Yeah, you just pick up an untrained, unruly child to train you. And they're like, oh, for that reason, all of the reasons, I'm out.
And you pay them with snacks. So really, it's all overhead.
Yeah, you just pay them in Dunkaroos. The app I want, I may have mentioned it on this. I want an app where I can find food ahead of me. So when I'm driving, and you know how you Yelp something? Sometimes you have to get off the highway and go backwards to get to the food. No, I only want to know food in front of me.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, how do I do that? Someone invent it for me and then give me a special thanks and some money. When you open the app, be like, thanks, Nicole Byer.
Yeah, I was like, apps have special thanks? Special. Yeah. Shout out to my friend who talked about it at a bar with me.
Ah, man. Sometimes I really wish I had like a brain to invent a thing.
Yeah. I thought of an invention when I was younger, like when I was a kid.
Okay.
And then it got invented. So like the seatbelt of a car, mm-hmm. instead of it coming from the where the window is, mm-hmm. from the wall. To the sweat down, drip down my balls.
All ski ski motherfucker. All ski ski goddamn.
It would come from the shoulder area of the chair that you're sitting in. So it'd be attached to the chair. And so when you, and this is mostly because I love to recline so much. So if you recline or like take a nap or lay all the way back, you're still strapped in to the seat. Mm-hmm. It's not like the seatbelt is on the wall and your chest is just loose.
Yes. So and if you flying crash, around. You crash comfortably and, you know, stationary to the seat so you don't get jarred up to the crash.
Exactly.
You just sleep
but
on.
But then I saw a car that was like that and I was like, oh, I guess it does exist. But it's not in all cars. And it's not like currently still happening. So maybe I can push for a certain car company to do that. Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's in all Jeeps, but I have a two-door one. So it's like when I pull the seat forward, it's you don't have to. In old two-door cars, you had to like climb under the seatbelt, which is like, that's a design flaw, annoying. Y'all. Mm-hmm. Like my aunt had an old Acura Integra and you had to do that.
Yeah. It's not good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, someone beat me to it. I was
sorry.
I was 11.
Oh, no. There's
nothing I could do.
I'm sorry, Sashir, that you got scooped at 11 years old.
Yeah.
But it was a good idea. And I think you put it out into the world, inspiring car makers all over the land.
Yeah. Just the fact that I thought about it. Someone was like, I feel like this should be a thing.
I think I can do that. I hear Sashir's thoughts. Wow. What a great 11-year-old. My sister might be getting a new car because her car, I think, is like 10 years old at this point. And she's like, mm-hmm. I keep having problems. And every time I go to the shop, she drives my grandmother's old car, which is just this old Saturn. It's like a 94 Saturn. They don't even make Saturns anymore.
Damn.
And it's purple and it has windows that you have to roll down manually. And mm-hmm. you cannot unlock the doors without the key.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
And she was like, I felt like I was in the 1% because my car has a remote and automatic windows.
Oh,
oh boy, my sister's very fun. I adore her so much.
Yeah, get a new car.
Yeah.
She can get a used one.
She can. We're looking at cars right now to figure out what we're going to get her. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I think I'm looking at that Toyota Corolla. And I was like, all right, yeah, just... A real fun car.
So fun.
So fun. Oh, my God. Toyota
Corolla. Everyone will think that she's Lyft.
Yeah.
Like, is this my Lyft?
Do I get in the car with this small woman? She's so tiny.
So tiny.
Actually, maybe she's not so tiny. I got to look at pictures of us together. I don't think I'm that much taller than her.
Oh, man. That'd be so funny if you guys were the same height.
Oh, God. I describe her as this tiny person, and if I see her next and we take a picture and we're the same height, I'm going to flip my lid.
It's just so funny how your perspective has been so off for your whole life.
Yeah, I was told by somebody, they were like, oh, you think you're taller because you have confidence.
I mean, yeah, I can see that.
Like, oh, wow. I have like tall girl confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, through the roof.
So I wonder if, like, unconfident people think they're shorter than they are.
Ooh, maybe.
They're
like, little old me.
Actually, I'm just people 6'2". Are just like, no, I got measured at the doctor. I know how tall I am.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement.
With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelets, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free. It's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
I think I'm going to braid my hair.
Nice.
I think it's long enough. No, it's definitely long enough for me.
It's definitely long enough. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that today. No, I need to clean today. Oh my goodness. It's happening in real time. My fun ADHD.
Yeah. Clean today.
Yes.
Maybe braid tomorrow. Yeah.
What are you going to be tomorrow? Oh wait,
we're way past Halloween. Yeah, never at this mind. Point.
No, what do you want to be tomorrow? Kind, happy, sad, giving.
Ooh, tomorrow I want to be generous.
I think that's good. Maybe tomorrow I'll be generous too.
Yeah.
Oh my God, have I shown you my burn?
No, what is that from?
I got real drunk and tried to make a pizza. I made 4 pizzas and burned 3 of them. I kept forgetting about them. I would put them in the oven and then I'd be like, what do I have to do over here? And then I was like, what's that smell? And I was like, oh no, I burnt the pizza. And then I'd have to throw away that pizza, start over again. And then I'd go do something else. And then I was like, what's that smell? I was like, oh no, I burnt the pizza. And then the last time I was like, oh, I got it right in time. And it was actually a little undercooked. And when I pulled it out, I think I just got so excited that I didn't burn the 4th pizza that I moved my hand a little too quickly and burned myself.
Damn.
Yeah. I was also pretty drunk. So gotta not drink and make a pizza.
Or at least a timer.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You just trusted yourself to go back.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then I think at one point I was like, better go to sleep. And I was like, wait, I'm making pizza. It was a fun night.
Oh, Lord. You were by yourself?
Uh-huh.
Damn. Yeah, I get it.
Uh-huh.
I made pasta and fallen asleep and then woke up to my roommate coming in like, what'd you do tonight? And I was like, oh, I went out, made some pasta. Oh, fuck! Ran into the kitchen and was just smoking and the whole pasta was completely burnt and stuck to the pan.
I gotta say, it's tough.
It's tough.
Trying to make something late at night when you've been drinking? Okay.
Let's answer some questions.
Yo, I just left the longest, craziest voicemail. I'm sorry. Let me sum up. My best friend of like 15 years, her husband has become like a crazy anti-vaxxer, super conservative, posts wild ass right wing memes on Instagram. She is wanting to hang out. We have not seen each other in ages because of COVID. And, I don't know if I want to do that. I'm worried she's not vaccinated. I know her husband isn't vaccinated. And I don't really know how to approach the topic without seeming judgy or something. I have two small children. They're too young to be vaccinated, even if they do the 5 and up, a 3.5-year-old and a 15-month-old. And my mom in particular is super high risk, but like my dad just had surgery. Anyway, yeah, not spending time with unvaccinated people. What do I do? Help. Thanks. I love y'all.
I think all those reasons are very valid. And I think you can say all of them and just or none. You can just be like, hey, for these reasons, I'm out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. thank you for those reasons. That's so funny, Sashir. Yeah, I think it's like I have kids that are too young to be vaccinated and I'm actually worried about it. I know you're not. And that is your prerogative. That's your Bobby Brown. And that's not for me. I don't see that for myself. Or you can meet them halfway and meet them outside and just be like, I need to keep a mask on and we need to keep our distance if you are really wanting to see that person.
Yeah. Pose that option. If we are going to hang out, it's outside with masks, distance. And if not, then I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I can't see.
I think that's a reasonable thing to ask somebody. Like, so whether reasonable. You believe in COVID or not, if you have a friend who believes in it, you don't believe in it. They're like, I will see you outside just wearing a mask. I think that's like, you can set it like, and if you miss that person, like, I think you can set aside your beliefs for a hot second. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I would hope so. Also, like, I don't know. I don't know many people who do not. Oh, no, that's not true. I know some people who are really averse to the vaccine. And I feel like those people are aware, like, okay, there's some people who do want it and some people are very scared of COVID. So I'll wear a mask in these certain situations. And it's like, yeah, you don't have to get vaccinated. I would love if you did. But if you don't, just know that there are certain places you can't go. There are certain people you cannot hang out with. There's certain things, there are restrictions. So just know that's that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully your friend would understand. Yes. But I think all the reasons you just listed are super understandable. And if not, if they aren't down with it, then I guess you can do a Zoom.
Yeah, do a little Zoom.
Yeah.
Solved. Another, please.
Another one.
Hi, y'all. So basically, here's the dilemma. My best friend in my entire life, and when we hit our 10-year, like, friendship, anniversary, whatever, we were going to get tattoos. And the day that we were supposed to get them, her dad died. So then I went ahead and got mine. But then we were like, okay, that was a fluke. That was terrible, really sad. But let's do another one. So when we hit our 15-year mark, that's when we were like, okay, we're going to get matching tattoos this time. But then as soon as we booked the appointment and like the day came, my dog died that day. And so it was like a fluke, whatever. My best friend ended up getting that tattoo. But so we're coming up to our 20-year friendship anniversary. And I personally don't think we should get matching best friend tattoos, but she really wants to get them. So I don't know what to do. Any input is great. Love you guys. All right. Bye-bye.
Whoa. Should we be celebrating our friend anniversaries?
We have a discrepancy in when we think we met.
Well, yeah, so you think we met in 2008, which is impossible.
I think we met in 2001, and you think we met in, like, 2019 or something wild. So we don't know what our friend anniversary is.
We met in 2009, and I don't know what month, but
I think if there was a chill in the air, or it was really hot, is one of the other.
Either a little chilly or hot.
Well, you were wearing, I just remember the color. I don't remember if there were sleeves or not.
Well, I know when I met you at McManus, you had a yellow dress on with a blue cardigan, dark blue cardigan. But I don't really remember what you were wearing when we performed together in that mashup group.
I don't remember, but you were wearing like goldenrod and I think turquoise pants. But I can't remember if it was a turtleneck and long-sleeved or short-sleeved. I mean, that wasn't that person's question. What were you wearing? when you two first met?
No, I think that's what she was asking.
Well, we already have a tattoo to celebrate our friendship.
We do. But I just hearing someone say we celebrated our 15-year anniversary or 20 or 10. And I was like, oh, we kind of let time pass and don't even really. But we don't know what month it is. So it doesn't matter. Like, but so, I guess it could be New Year's. It is. Every New Year's.
We do something fun celebrate. On New Year's. We do celebrate New Year's. Wait, so you claim we met in 2009?
In 2009, yeah.
So how many
years? It had to have been because that was the first. That was the first year I was in New York.
Oh. I met you the There's first no... year you were in New York?
Yeah, that's when I started UCB.
Oh. So how many years is that?
12.
Wow. Wow, we've been friends for a dozen years.
At least.
At least a dozen years. To me, feels like 20. Feels like I've known you my whole life. We should get another tattoo to celebrate our friendship. Okay, these people have a cursed tattoo issue.
My goodness. Yes.
So they tried to get a tattoo. Her friend's dad died, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what was this? Oh, my God.
And the second time they tried, her dog died.
Mm.
So if they get another tattoo, if they try again, someone's going to die.
Someone will die. I
actually should not get a tattoo because someone will die.
So we solved that. Don't get a tattoo. Someone's going to die. Unless you try and kill somebody, then get that tattoo. Here's what my therapist tells me when things like that happen. These are coincidences.
Yeah.
Nothing you did made that outcome happen.
Yeah. And it would be very satisfying if you actually get the tattoo. And it's like, this was 20 years in the making.
Mm-hmm. I think you should get the tattoo.
Yeah.
But if you actually don't want to get the tattoo, I think it's okay to say, hey, I don't know if we should do this. I have fears and reservations.
Yes. I have fears and reservations.
This is like that story you told me once, and you're like, I went up to get my food and drink, and I was like, why did you say it like that?
I went to get my food and drink.
My food and drink. Yeah, but I think it's okay to say you have fears and reservations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell all your fears and reservations. Maybe they could just do a trip instead take photos. Go to Sears and get a portrait done or something.
Yeah.
Do they do that still? Sears doesn't exist anymore.
I don't even know. No, I think there's a Sears. I think I saw a sign for a Sears on the highway once.
Oh, okay.
Great. Go to Sears and Roebuck and get some family portraits.
Yeah. Yeah,
or like a one-hour photo place where maybe they have a portrait studio. Yeah, get some fun pictures taken.
That'd be fun. Because I think the point is probably to do something permanent.
Mm-hmm.
And pictures last forever.
Unless you burn them up.
Damn. I guess so.
I don't know why you burn up pictures. That's wild.
Unless they scorned you somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's like if you don't want to do tattoos, do a trip or take some pictures.
Yeah.
Solved. Give me another. Hit me again, Kimmy.
An email.
Yes. Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I can start. Actually, you start.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Sashir. Love your podcast. So here's the issue I'm currently having. I stayed in my college town after graduating. So my friend group mainly consists of people I went to college with who also stayed in town. Their politics generally align with mine. Lately, they've been bringing around more people, and I've noticed a trend of them being more right-leaning. And when we discuss it, when they're not around, they tend to criticize those conservative beliefs, but then end the conversation with something like, but she's such a nice girl. To me, if your political beliefs directly cause harm to others, then you're not a nice person, no matter how nice-seeming you are. So it's been going on for a while, and I think the last straw was letting some anti-vaxxer people around without giving me a heads up beforehand, and actually didn't tell me after for like a month. Like, what if I had gone to see my grandma or something after?
Anyways, I'm planning on moving next year, so I'm struggling because I don't want to be around these people anymore. But also, making new friends feels kind of fruitless because I'm going to be moving. But also, I don't want to just sit alone at home for the next 9 months. Also, I work from home. What would you do in my situation? Well, as far as the unvaxxed situation, I mean, again, well, that like sometimes isn't actually aligned with political stuff. The people I do know that were really averse to getting vaccinated are probably call themselves Democrats or liberal.
Mm-hmm.
So that it doesn't necessarily mean conservative equals unvaxxed or liberal equals vaxxed.
Mm-hmm.
But also, separate from that, you can just straight up ask your friends, hey, I would really love it if you let me know if we're hanging out with a person who is vaccinated or not, because I'm trying to be careful and
mm-hmm.
stay safe. And I need that information beforehand.
Yeah, I think it's OK to tell people your concerns and reservations.
These reservations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's like I see my grandma. So like I really want to be extra safe. Mm-hmm. And also for me, I want to be extra safe for me. I think there's no shame in saying that. I say that all the time. I'm like, I do not want COVID. I don't want to deal with like the long term. I spoke to a person who, you know, seemed fit and healthy and they got COVID. And they were like, yeah, I had these really bad muscle aches and I was scared I was going to have like arthritis type symptoms for long term. But then eventually it got better. And I was like, eventually I can't have my bones aching and shit. I got to swing on a pole. I got to walk for 18 minutes. I have things to do.
I have things to do.
So, yeah, I think you could just I think it's OK to like maybe dip in and out of like hangs with these people. And then I don't know if it's fruitless to make friends with people, even if you're leaving, because I think it's nice to have time with people. And then that relationship might come to an end, or maybe you become long distance friends.
Mm-hmm. 9 months is a long time. Mm-hmm. That's almost a year.
Yeah. A whole person can be made in that time.
You know what? Have a baby.
Yeah, have a baby.
And then you'll have a friend for life.
Solved.
Yeah. Also, it sounds like this person like just graduated from college, and I'm assuming their friends are also recently graduated. Sometimes people that young don't really know what their political beliefs are.
Mm-hmm.
Fall in line with whatever their parents taught them, but maybe haven't had enough time to like do research on their own. That's not necessarily true. Some people believe what they believe, but I don't know if I would just put a like red stamp on someone and be like, that's them forever. Because we don't know. They're 22 or 21.
Yeah.
They're young. Their brains are young and malleable still. So that doesn't mean that they...
Who are you? You sound like a villain. Their brains are young and valuable.
I said malleable.
Oh, malleable. Oh, I thought she was collecting brains.
They're valuable. Bring me these young brains. Although malleable also sounds like a evil plotting person too. I can shape them into whatever I want.
Wow. Look at this evil villain. I love her.
Where's my fur coat?
She's a stylish villain. Come on, Cruella. Yeah, I think you're right. Like, people are young, and I think it takes time for people to actually see how they lean. And I do understand being like, when people's political beliefs cause harm to others, they aren't actually a nice person. But like, people do have different values. This is a tough one for me because I kind of, when people say things out of pocket, I'm like, oh, okay, I put you in this category of like what I talk to you about. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily write people off because we have different opinions.
Yeah, I would give them a chance to actually show their ass, actually show them being or saying something that's like out of pocket before you just write them off because they might be conservative. My man came up in a Republican family, and like chose to be libertarian at some point in time. And then now is very, very, very liberal. But like it was a journey he had to go on to figure out what he actually believed. So you just never know.
Yeah.
May I offer something on this one?
Yes, please.
I just, similar to your man, I was raised really, really conservative. And this isn't this person's job, but like I have become much more liberal and progressive due to the kindness of a lot of the liberals and progressives around me who are just really willing to engage and not shame me for thinking a certain way. But, and again, I was trying really hard also in those moments to be kind and engaging. It wasn't like I was spitting on them or anything, but it has really changed my mind on lots of things, just getting to interact with other ideas. So that's not this person's job and they can decide if they want to do that or not. But
Yeah.
I'm grateful people didn't dismiss me immediately. And I'm grateful that I created a space where I could hear other ideas. And I'm grateful people let me in that space. So, yeah. Because it definitely influenced me. So I don't know, just something to think about.
I love that.
I love that too, because I think sometimes people are like, talking to people with different ideology is pointless. It's stupid. Nobody changes their mind. It's like, I don't know. Somebody might listen. Some people do listen.
Some people listen. And yeah, they won't think about a different viewpoint unless they meet someone with one or go experience something new. And they're like, oh, or meet a different type of person who might be affected by the beliefs that they had. And then they're like, oh, shit. Well, I like Jerry.
I love Jerry.
I don't want Jerry's rights to be hindered.
No, Jerry's great. I can't believe I thought I was for something that really affected Jerry that way.
Yeah.
Jerry, thank you for talking to me about that.
Yeah. Okay, so I hope that helps.
I hope so, too. Solved.
Do we have time for another one?
This is a slightly more broad one, but I thought it was a really sweet, like, just message in general.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Sashir. I love you guys, like, so much. And right now I'm driving to a job that I hate. And so, like, what would you guys give from, of course, beautiful Black ladies to another beautiful Black lady, advice to a young Black woman who is currently not happy with her current employment and her life, and like, what would you say you've done to get yourself out of environments and situations that you've hated or didn't support you? Because mentally, your girl is losing it, and every day I don't know how to take it. So I love you guys so much. Bye bye.
Quit.
Yeah, like, make some moves, baby. Get out of there.
There's lots of jabs, especially now.
Yeah. Get the fuck up out of there. Don't even give 2 weeks.
Yeah. There's all these memes that are like, we are the generation of like, fuck this job.
Yeah, I love it.
Because it's like, yeah, employers are really strapped to find people who are willing to come in anyway.
Mm-hmm. Also, 2 weeks, you don't have to give anybody 2 weeks. You can just not come in. And I read somewhere, it was like, the 2 weeks is just for them to like interview people and like find a replacement, like give them time to find a replacement. It's like,
but you don't have to do that.
You don't have to do that shit.
Yeah. I will say, before I've quit jobs, I, whatever the issue is, I do try to, which I learned this from AmeriCorps, like one of my first real jobs. I would try to see if the problem could be alleviated, like talk to my manager and be like, these are the issues I'm having. Thoughts? You know, like, is there a plan that we can put in place to adjust? And if they're like, nah, this is how this place works, then you have your answer. Or if they try, you know, give it a trial period. And if nothing changes, you have your answer. And then you go like, you know what? I gave it a good try and it's not changing. This environment is still toxic or still not serving me. I would like to leave. And then you go find your joy. Go find your peace. Mm-hmm. Life is long, it's but so also not long. It can't be long, but also there's no need to waste time in a place that does not feel good.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah. I fully agree. Yeah. Also, I think it's helpful to try to find a new job before you leave the old job.
Yeah. So anytime that you're spending where you're like, this is mind numbing, go look for a different job.
But also get on that unemployment. We pay into it for a reason.
That's very true. Yeah. Protect your peace.
Mm-hmm.
You don't got to stay somewhere you don't want to be.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Protect your peace.
As the beautiful Black sister you are.
A strong Black sister from the motherland in some way or other. Protect your motherfucking peace, gal. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Solved. Well,
that's it for us today. If you have any questions, concerns, queries, or reservations...
Yeah, tell us about your reservation.
You can email NicoleandSashir@gmail.com or call us at 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriend.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That is the easiest way to support this show.
See you later, Sashir.
See you later, boo.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.